Welcome everyone to our Friday prayers. Today we begin with a psalm of praise. Reading from Psalm 65, verses 1 to 4 and 9 to 14. Praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. So you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty. Your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks. And the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Last Sunday, we celebrated harvest. The Reverend George explained from the experience of his own family the contrast between our expectations in the West and the lives of those who live in rural Africa. Something important for us to remember as we face more difficult economic times. We know that many people are finding life a challenge as the cost of living increases and their income remains the same, or in some cases is reduced. Nevertheless, few of us can imagine what it must be like never to know when food will next be on the table. And when having favourite food is an unknown concept, because just having food regularly is an unexpected blessing. So even in these challenging times, we need to thank God for his generosity to us. So prompted by this harvest celebration, we pray for all who work in the food industry, on land or at sea. We ask you to keep them safe and to know that the role they play is valued. We thank you for those who process, distribute and sell or deliver our food. When we're disappointed to find an empty shelf because something we'd hoped to buy is unavailable, remind us that other people may be glad just to know they have something to eat. We pray for everyone who is hungry and does not know when they will eat next or where their next meal will come from, and those for whom suffering is exacerbated by watching their friends and family in distress. We pray for people everywhere who do not have enough to eat day by day, those who've experienced crop failures or where an unpredictable climate means they can never be sure of a good harvest year on year. We pray for those who work for aid agencies which aim to bring relief to hungry people and to offer them a glimmer of hope for the future. Loving God, help us to be thoughtful and to act responsibly in the way we buy and prepare our food. Teach us not to be wasteful and to remember that all we have comes from you, and that it is our responsibility to share with those who need it most. We ask all our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's join together in a harvest hymn. You'll find the link in the written version of the prayers.